Well, I'll tell you what, it's time to head on over to dance at State, the Target Center. And we are going to turn things over to Paul Ramo. Take it away there, Paul. We'll get back to wrestling in a little bit.
Okay. All right, welcome back to Target Center, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. They're going to announce the six teams that are going to dance in the finals tonight. We interrupted wrestling section, team wrestling here. We'll get back to team wrestling as soon as they mention the six teams here. Ken Fransky, Dede Schomer joins me, and the 12th high kick team all have performed. Ken and Dede talk about how the Shadows did.
Well, I think our girls once again brought another amazing performance. They did a fantastic job. Smiles,
high energy, confidence.
Yes.
Extremely well performed. You can see it on the floor. I was sitting right behind Lisa and Sarah in the very first row, and they turned around like this look on their face like, did I actually just watch what our girls just did? It was like unbelievable in the coach's eyes. So
yeah,
that's a really good sign. I don't think there's any doubt that our Shadows will be in the final six. The question is, are we in that number one spot, you know, as far as top team score-wise coming out of prelims or not? But it sure looks like we should have that chance again. Here comes our Shadows.
Yep, the Shadows are walking on the Target Center floor here in downtown Minneapolis. The 12 teams will cover the whole Target Center floor, and then if they do it quick, they'll do the six teams that will qualify tonight to dance in the finals. And like Ken and Dee said, the Shadows will more likely be in there because they did so well. The other six teams, I just jotted down some notes. Yellow Men's Knees with their pom-poms did outstanding. What do you think about the silhouettes?
I think silhouettes looked really good. Their endurance was strong start to finish, and I'd be shocked if they're not in the final six as well, too.
Yes, and I saw things in their routine that I haven't seen all year. They made that M at the end,
yep,
the pom.
Oh.
So very creative. Very
added
creative.
A few things,
yep,
from sections on the last week, and to me, probably one of their strongest performances of the year. I think Bold out of our section, Paul, too. You know, they were kind of in the middle of the cluster coming out of average scores. I think there's going to be a mess of scoring in that 4, 5, 6, boy, that group of teams to get the final six. And I think Bold is in that cluster, and wouldn't it be sweet if six teams in the finals have three of them from our section 3A? That would be just wonderful to watch in the finals later this afternoon.
All my fingers are crossed for that. And I don't know. I think there could be some tiebreakers here coming in the finals.
A little bit off air, it seemed like the judges convening was taking twice as long as maybe we thought, you know, maybe closer to 20 minutes than 10 to 15, and a lot of times that's a sign of more discussion, not that they're recabulating, but they're looking at some of those tiebreakers and going back to make sure the ranks are one thing, the total points are the tiebreaker, so it was a little longer deliberation for the judges.
Well, you know what they say, it's State, you bring your best for State, and that's what we saw with those 12.
Yeah.
Once again, we'll get right back to Section D Wrestling with Dick Newman, Danny Lee at SMSU and Marshall as soon as we know who the six teams that are going to dance later this afternoon, and we'll find out shortly within a minute here.
Yep, they're all getting the girls out on the floor right now, and believe me.
So what's the mood? You guys been sitting with the parents in the stands there? What's the feeling?
I got good vibes from everybody.
Yeah, I think the crowd here is feeling good. The crowd back home watching on the live stream and the radios, I got a number of texts from different people. It feels good back home watching from afar and here at Target Center. I think that the Shadow fans are spread on two-thirds of Target Center from the baseline around to the sideline, and I think the crowd feels very, very good, but I guess our crowd expects it, too. We have a high degree of confidence in our girls.
All right, last team on the floor. We are ready to find out the top six teams in Class A in high kick, and kind of nerve-wracking and exciting at the same time, isn't it?
It is.
It is. You feel good. You have the confidence, but until you hear the Shadows team name called, you never can eliminate all the doubt, unfortunately. There is no sure thing.
What they're going to do is they're going to name the order of performance when they start naming the names of the teams here. Here we go, folks. It's going to be fun. And then right after that, we'll get right back to Section T Wrestling with Dick and Danny.
Is your heart beating?
Well, they draw out of the hat for this, you know.
What do you mean?
For the final six, the order.
Order and not the order in which they placed in the preliminary competition.
Okay, the PA guys giving the instructions here, right?
Yep, that's right. It's not in the order of score. It's the order we're going to dance in the final. So it's randomized somehow.
Okay, here we go.
Finals will begin at 5:30.
Yep, finals will begin at 5:30 this afternoon. Here we go, folks. The first team to perform.
Performing first.
Was out of single A for a couple years. They were pushed up to 2A due to school size, and that kind of happened about, if I remember, after kind of a big run in Class 8. You know, not that they were too good, but their school enrollment was high, and they went up to 2A for, I believe, 2 years in a row and then have come
section
back.
Section champions.
Yes, section champions. They had the closest score to our Shadows.
Here we go. Second team to qualify.
Step forward.
Here we go.
Yellow
Section 3A. So we got one team out of our three section teams in high kick, so that's excellent. They danced well. They came out of sections across the state with the third highest average score, so far no surprises, I guess, based on section scores.
Step forward.
Here we go. Third team to qualify.
3D.
3D. Crazy's always in the finals, aren't they?
Yep, Crazy finished third last year in state and in high kick, and they had the...
They're a strong dance program as well.
Yep, they had the fifth highest section scores. We're halfway there, Dee and Paul.
Fourth place, or fourth...
Holy Family!
That was a little bit of one of those... Wild cards, coin flips all the way around, and they came up in jazz on the prelims, danced extremely strong in the finals, and then they're keeping that momentum going as well, too.
They actually finished third in their section.
Third in their section, Paul, and out of the average scores out of the sections, they were 12 out of the 12 teams here in the final.
Two teams left.
That's final. Step forward.
Competition and high kick, dancing second to last. So there's our second Section 3A finalist. Let's keep our fingers crossed for the Bold Warrior dance team to get in out of her section in that sixth spot.
One team left. Right?
Here we go.
One left.
Step forward.
Championship round is Cannon Falls, followed by Yellow Medicine East, which finished second last year in the state. Crazy dances in the third spot. They were third place finishers last year. Holy Family Catholic in the fourth spot. Then our Shadows dance in that fifth spot. And wrap it all up is Wabasha Kellogg.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. We're going to get back to wrestling. We'll be on the air a little bit, about 5:15 this afternoon with more state dance from the Target Center in Minneapolis.
All right, thanks, Paul. Tell you what, we're going to turn things back over right now to wrestling. Let's get back to Dick and Dan Lee.
Well, thank you, Maynard. Welcome back here since we